Hello, hello, hello! What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I hope you guys had a enjoyed hearing my voice once again. The podcast was back last week. First podcast in about 3 weeks. I hope you guys enjoy it. I know it was the Minnesota State Fair. I got paid from the fair actually today. The time of recording this, I got my check from the fair and woo! We put in some work. Pretty fucking awesome. I'm not really doing... So every year, I usually spend my state fair check to make one large purchase of sorts. And it will vary. 1 year was my computer. One year, I did some bike upgrades. It varies on things that I want. I usually make one big purchase a year and I do it right after the fair. This year, I am not doing that. What I decided I was gonna do with my money was A, save it. So I saved a lot of money by not spending money at the fair this year. I spent probably $120 in 12 days, 10 bucks a day. And it wasn't even 10 bucks a day. Like, I spent it all on the last fucking day. It was pretty awesome. So I'm very, very content with that. I made a larger profit this year. Now, what I decided I am going to do is I'm going to go and get a massage. I am going to book a massage. I am going to get a massage. I have never in my life gotten a massage. So it will be a brand new experience for me. I know what you're thinking. You work 12 days. That ain't taking up the whole chunk of change. I know, but I don't fucking need anything, okay? I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I've got everything that I could possibly need at the current moment. And I have all my trips planned for. I want some peace and fucking quiet and a massage, damn it, because I've been so fucking busy. I just want to relax. I don't even have that opportunity this weekend. Some of my friends are getting in here tonight at the time of recording this. I'm going to meet up with some tomorrow. One of the families that is flying in, I'm super, super excited. When I was stranded down in Houston or Dallas, I stayed with them, and they're like family. They're like a second family to me. It's pretty awesome. They take me in. They do whatever. They do a lot for me. You know, if I was down having a rough time, didn't have my parents or something, I know that they would be there to guide me. If I need anything, I go to them. And they're coming in tomorrow. Well, at least half the family is. Not all of them. Half the family's coming in tomorrow. And one of their son's big thing is he wants to visit every single state. So they didn't rent a car. They've never been to Wisconsin, so I just shot them a message. I said, hey, it's my turn to do something for you guys. Let's plan a trip over to Wisconsin. I'll drive you guys. It's not far at all, half hour. Literally, we'll go get lunch, like easy peasy. So I'm super excited for that. I'm going to get lunch with them tomorrow, and I get to pick them up from the Mall of America and get to show them Wisconsin. As my dad calls it, America's wasteland, but we know it's America's dairyland. So I'm super excited for that. I have a crazy weekend, and then I'm picking two other friends up from the airport. And I mean, I literally just saw them at the end of July, early August, but it's always great to, you know, I hate waiting for the, like, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it might be. I just, I'm super fucking pumped is what I am. Kind of, you know, like I said, real busy. The weekend after, I have nothing planned. I want nothing planned. I'm telling everybody no. Hey, Randy, you want to do this? Fuck you. No. No, I want time, peace, and quiet to myself. That what is the objective for the following week. This week, we got a tournament. We got friends coming in. We're going to live it the hell up. So anyways, let's get into a topic of discussion that I have been looking like really, really deep into. I've been doing a lot of research into this. So if you guys have listened to the podcast, you'll know that I am a big fan of evolutionary traits, things, how we evolve, the current world we're living in compared to hunter-gatherer self, you know, the knuckle walkers. I'm a big fan of researching stuff that has to do with environmental mismatch problems in our current society. So things like crooked teeth, sleep apnea, foot problems. And it all started back when I switched to barefoot shoes and I saw the benefits of those and I'm like, God, what else could possibly be wrong? So I've done a lot of research. I got podcasts on teeth, malocclusion, all sorts of things related to the mouth. Deviated septums and its effects on sleep and all sorts of crazy stuff. But recently, and I know I talked slightly a little bit in another podcast about this, but I've been doing a lot of research on myopia. What is myopia? Now, I am currently wearing a pair of glasses. Now, here's the cool thing about this. I have prescription sunglasses that are technically a higher prescription than, they're a correct prescription by what the standard is or what the optometrist assigned me. The glasses I'm currently wearing are about 5 years old and I can still see perfect out of them. So thus, it was only like real slight diopter change. So what is myopia, I guess, is the big question. So myopia is nearsightedness. That is something that is plaguing the world right now. And what is it? Like at least 50% of people have glasses or myopia, and it's only becoming a bigger and bigger problem, and it's also becoming a bigger and bigger industry. Is it a scam? Well, in a way, I think people naturally are looking for the easiest fix possible when it comes to problems. And instead of people sitting there and actively trying to fix their eyes, which is often you're told it's genetic, you're told it can't be fixed naturally. And if you do a little bit of research into it as to why it happens and how it happens, it makes sense to me through my research, and people have proved that it is possible, but it takes time. Now, is this something that I'm gonna do? Am I gonna try and solve my myopia? I would love to. I would absolutely love to. Fixing myopia is a little bit more of a commitment than, say, throwing on my barefoot shoes or making sure I'm eating appropriately. It is a hell of a commitment to try and fix your eyesight. don't know how I feel. I kind of would like to, and I keep diving deeper and deeper into this topic, and it just fascinates me because people are looking for the easy fix. So let's go to the optometrist, let's buy these designer glasses, super fucking expensive, and stick two pieces of plastic inside of your glasses. And boom, you can see. So from my understanding, what happens is it's creating some retraction so that the image is hitting your, I believe, your retina appropriately, whereas if you're nearsighted, you're not hitting it appropriately, which usually has to do, there's two causes. There's your axial, I believe, elongates, and then you also have something in your eye that spasms. So from the research that I've done, it sounds like you can cut down on those eye spasms within 90 days and go down almost a complete diopter in your first 90 days because of that. And then from there, you can expect to go down about 0.25 diopters every 3 to 4 months, so about one diopter a year. So I think I have a relatively light prescription. I want to say I'm like a 275. I don't remember exactly. So theoretically, I could be back to 20/20 vision, or I think he said 20/30 vision is considered, or is it 2015? It might be 2015. I don't even remember. I think he said 2015 is considered you're legal to drive without glasses, or it might be 2030. One of those two. But probably you can see, isn't it like you can see 20? I don't fucking know. I'm not even going to guess it. I'm not going to sit here and linger on it. But it's been a super, super interesting topic to learn about because it kind of goes with everything else that I've been researching over the years. Like, fuck. Yeah, it's just an easy crutch, but we as humans can possibly fix it. I think it's great to be equipped with that kind of knowledge. So something I have been doing, since I want to say, since I got glasses in 9th grade, I've only gone up one prescription in my life. And I think a big part of that is I don't wear my glasses when I'm not doing something I need glasses for. And so it's told, go on Google Scholar, look up pseudomyopia, and it will tell you all about how your eyesight, all about myopia, lots of research papers. But for some reason, the world magazines and boards that are running the vision world still tell you it can't be fixed. It's a giant fucking marketing scheme to get you on this shit. And anyways, so pseudomyopia would be like just your everyday, you're developing nearsightedness. And it's really a big problem is coming from schooling. You are looking so close at textbooks, so close at screens, and it's fucking your eyes up. It's causing that muscle that needs to relax because you're constantly looking up close and focusing up close, and you're not looking into the distance. It doesn't have time to just relax. And then it ends up getting stuck like that. So you need to learn to active focus is what they call it. Now, over the past couple of days, while doing my research, I have also tried to do this active focus. So basically what you do is you set something that, holy shit, swallowed wrong. You set something up that is slightly in your blur. Now, I have myopia. I wear glasses. So you set something up that's slightly in your blur, and then you look at it, and it's called active focusing. If you blink a couple times and you focus on it, it actually becomes clear. Like you're learning to see again. I've seen it time and time again. And then what's happening is, which also makes sense. So you put on this crutch that is these glasses. And let's say, you know, it's the same thing as an orthotic. You put an orthotic in your shoe, boom, you stop using muscles in other area. It should be used as a crutch. So the glasses should be used as a crutch and educate you to get away from the glasses is how I feel that they should be used. But instead we use them as a permanent solution or contacts. Now, some of the doctors that I have listened to speak about this, or researchers, I don't know if they're actual doctors, but they've said that contacts might actually be better for your eyes than glasses because you're getting that peripheral vision that you're otherwise not getting with glasses. Now, when I first got glasses, I remember seeing the frames for the longest time because I was used to seeing like that, and eventually your brain just blocks it out. So once you get these crutches that are known as your glasses, if you go into Google Scholar once again and you type in lens-induced myopia, it's actually research into glasses actively making your eyesight worse. So a lot of times what optometrists will do is they will give you a little up of a prescription, and then your eyes have to sit there and adjust. And that is the biggest thing that got me. When I got my new sunglasses, they were a little bit of a higher prescription, and I had to like actively wait for my eyes to adjust to these new glasses. I got, that's weird. Our eye is an adaptive thing. So, an adaptive part of our body. So it only makes sense to me that if you lower your prescription and you work on this active focusing instead of just, I can't fucking see that, but you blink a couple times and you're working towards fixing the elongation of, I believe it's called the axial. And it just makes sense to me that it would fix your fucking eyesight. So I've been doing a lot of research on that, reading testimonies, and it's something that's really, really fascinating to me. I might try to just keep doing what I'm doing the past couple of days I don't wear my glasses, like I said, when I'm not in need of them. So I might actively try and just keep working on active focus, simple things like reading my book far away, further away from me, and having to like really focus on it, because wearing my glasses up close is only destroying my eyes from what I know. And it's fascinating. I've recently started looking into stuff on LASIK. I haven't gotten a complete research into it, but from my understanding, the guy that worked at the FDA that actually worked to get LASIK passed is now one of the biggest advocates to get LASIK off the market. I know people that have LASIK. My aunt's gotten LASIK. One of my best friends has gotten LASIK, and he says he needs to get it again. And that also makes sense to me, because if you have myopia that is just continue, like it's not done progressing, progressive myopia, then putting that lens in your eye is just not gonna, it's eventually gonna do the exact same thing. Your vision gets worse because you're not aware of what is causing the problem to begin with. And you know me, here at the Driving with Randy podcast, I am a big, I love knowing the cause of something, the etiology of it. Why does this happen? Not how do we solve these symptoms? Because there's a reason for it to have happened. So the symptom would be blurry vision. So I'd like to actively work on that. I think it'd be really fucking cool. But I want to do more research. I was trying to find some podcasts tonight to listen I figured if the guy's one of the biggest advocates to get LASIK off the market, he's got to be on some kind of podcast or nothing. I don't know too much into him. I believe his name is Morris Waxler. I'm going to do some research here when I get off the podcast here tonight. When I get home, I'm going to look into Morris a little bit and see what he's got going on. But I guess there's a website. It's called like I don't know. It basically tells all the LASIK horror stories that people have had, because they are literally cutting into your fucking eye. And from my understanding, something that can also happen is you can have your cornea, actually the cornea is the like clear part at the beginning of your eye, your cornea can actually start degrading, and they don't know how to fix that. And from my understanding, like, it makes sense to me if you're relying on something else besides the cornea, then what's the point of it sticking around? It's like the atrophy of the cornea. I don't know. Maybe I'm down some weird fucking rabbit hole of some pseudoscience, but everything that I have heard has made complete sense to me, and I would absolutely love to give it a try as I continue to, you know, look into it and see for myself. I think that's the best way. You know, I don't want to dismiss it. But there's a lot. I did go and look. There are a lot of papers that published papers that say myopia is an environmental problem, and it's something that you can stop the progression of, and you can also cure, which is, it's a shock to a lot of people to hear that. You know, I've noticed when I tell people that I'm researching this, like, you know, you can't do that. And it seems to be common knowledge. And I was also under the impression, you can't do that. But you know what? After doing my research and after, it makes fucking sense to me. That's all I got for you guys today, I guess. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. You guys know the drill. Leave some stars. Road Rage Randy is back stronger than ever. Leave some stars. Leave a review. I haven't gotten one in a little bit. If you feel the need to donate to the podcast, for whatever reason, gas is like $4.50. What in the I actually got it for like $3.89 today somehow, but it was like $4.26 the other day. Like, Jesus Christ. Or $4.09. It was $4.09. What the fuck? So I got it for a little cheaper today. I hope you guys are finding cheap gas and enjoying life. Do something that makes you happy this weekend, guys. And I will for sure see you guys next Friday. And yeah, I hope to see you guys back. And if I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life.